The book of Joel is a notoriously difficult book to pin down in terms of when it was written. Arguments have been made that place the book somewhere between the 9th and the 4th centuries BC. So we don't have a clear historical context for Joel's writing, but his message seems to transcend time and place. Maybe that's why his words still speak to us today. Joel calls his people into a time of lament and repentance, and he assures them that God will respond with mercy and with love if only the people will return to God with their whole hearts. So, friends, listen now for the good news of God's grace, as told to us in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart. This seems like a fitting invitation as we begin our Lenten sermon series, which is called 40 Days Toward Love, Expanding Our Hearts Through Prayer. I do hope that many of you had a chance to pick up your copy of our Lenten materials so that you can participate fully in this congregational commitment to the practice of prayer. Again, if you need us to send you Lenten materials, we would be so happy to do so. And when you pick up your packet, if you look inside the envelope, you will find these pages of hearts, each with a different group of people written on them. The groups include people without homes, people in prison, farmers, athletes, Black Americans, Muslim Americans, doctors and nurses, therapists and helpers. Our president and vice president each have a heart, as do white supremacists, and families painfully divided by politics. There are 80 hearts total when you cut them out. You can get fancy and cut them into heart shapes, or you can take the easy route like I did and just cut them into squares. The invitation is then to place the hearts upside down in a basket or even just in a pile on a table, maybe your kitchen table, or a table in your living room. And then each day, we are asked to draw out a different heart and to hold that group of people in prayer. My guess is that you'll find most of the groups fairly easy to pray for, but some of them will be more difficult. There will be some that make you uncomfortable. There might even be some that make you angry. But each morning, as you choose your heart, whether it's an easy one or a hard one, you are invited to simply hold that heart in your hand and pray something like this. These people are children of God, created in God's image. They are precious to God and worthy of God's care. I will carry them in my heart today. And then at the end of each day, you can reflect on how God's love was revealed to you as you prayed for God's love to be made known in their lives. As we make our way through the season of Lent, the hope is that this practice of prayer will help us draw closer to our neighbors and family members and friends, and also that it will expand our hearts to include those for whom we find it more difficult to pray. And this prayer practice will deepen our connection to God as we let God soften our hearts and strengthen our faith. Yet, even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Now, this church-wide 40-day prayer practice is just one way that you might offer your heart to God this Lent. There might be other ways that you can give your heart to God by reading scripture or practicing gratitude, by volunteering your time or giving away your money, by caring for your neighbors or helping your friends, by writing or singing, by making food or creating art. There are countless ways that you can offer your heart to God this Lent. But whatever you choose, I hope you will choose something that nourishes your soul and deepens your faith. Whatever you choose, you can ask God to be a part of what you're doing. You can ask God to use that spiritual practice or even that everyday activity to soften your heart and deepen your faith. Now, often we talk about Lent as the season when we give things up. The season when we make a sacrifice by removing something from our lives that we enjoy, whether that's food or wine or online shopping or Facebook scrolling or gossiping or swearing. Whatever it is, we give it up in order to experience at some very, very small level the pain of sacrifice, which connects us with the pain of the sacrifice Jesus made for us on the cross. Now, if giving something up for Lent is a way that you can offer your whole heart to God, then please don't let me discourage you from doing that. There can be comfort in continuing these familiar spiritual practices. But let me also say this. The past 11 months of the pandemic have asked us to make so many sacrifices in our lives. We've already given up so many of the things we enjoy, so if the thought of giving up one more thing makes you cringe or cry, then maybe sacrifice is not the spiritual practice for you this year. And that is okay. Lent will come again next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. There will be plenty of opportunities to give things up, but maybe for you, this is not that year. Yet, even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart. The invitation for us this Lent is to find some way to give our whole hearts to God, our whole imperfect, broken hearts. We will each give our hearts to God in different ways, and I invite you to share in the comments what you might do this Lent to give your whole heart to God. Your ideas might inspire others as they try to think of how they will journey through this season of Lent, how they might offer their whole hearts to God. Friends, however you choose to journey through the 40 days ahead, may you find ways for your soul to be nourished, for your faith to be deepened, and for your hearts to be made whole.